أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولا تكونوا كالتي نقضت غزلها من بعد قوة أنكاثا تتخذون أيمانكم دخلا بينكم أن تكون أمة هي أربى من أمة إنما يبلوكم الله به وليبينن لكم يوم القيامة ما كنتم فيه تختلفون. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed us that we should fulfill and honor the covenant and the pledge that we make with Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also instructed us to uphold and to preserve the covenants and agreements, the promises we make with others. Continuing with this subject and the topic of fulfilling oaths and promises and arrangements, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cites a parable. Ayah number 92 of Surah An-Nahl. Allah says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثَ. Allah says, do not be like the woman. Do not be like the woman who takes her yarn. Yarn, right, is from fiber. It is spun and spun and spun. It's a spinning process. And after it is spun, it becomes into yarn. The fiber becomes into yarn, and that yarn is now used for making garments and so forth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, not be like a woman who takes the yarn after spinning it firmly. She made it into a firm piece of yarn, and then she takes it and breaks it down into pieces. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not be like that woman. That's an example, the promise Allah is referring to. You made a promise, you made a pledge. It was emphasized and firmly taken promise, and thereafter you break the promise or you go against the arrangement or the agreement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's like that woman, so much hard work and so firm she made that yarn, and then she takes it and breaks it down and casts it into a whole lot of pieces. تَتَّخِذُونَ أَيْمَانَكُمْ دَخَلًا بَيْنَكُمْ أَن تَكُونَ أُمَّةٌ هِيَ أَرْبَى مِنْ أُمَّةٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how do you do this? By taking oaths as a means of mischief amongst yourselves. Dakhalan, as a means of fitna, a means of mischief. You take these oaths amongst yourself and you enter into these pacts and into these arrangements. An takuna ummatun hiya arba min ummah, simply because one community or one group is better than another group in terms of wealth and in terms of the numbers. Now what is this referring to? This is referring to the pacts that groups would make amongst themselves, supporting each other, forming alliances. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the believers, if you have formed an alliance and there's a pact between you and a certain sector of the community, now perhaps they're not so strong, they are not so powerful, but you have entered into an agreement and an arrangement with them. And now there comes another group. There's another group, there's another party, and they are stronger, and they are more powerful, they are more influential, they are bigger in their numbers, and they are financially better than the first group with whom you went into a pact with, and with whom you have an arrangement. So now you break this, and you break the agreement between yourself and the weaker group in order to form an alliance with the more stronger and powerful party. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is like that woman who, after spinning her yarn firmly, takes it and breaks it down into pieces. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَتَّخِذُونَ إِيمَانَكُمْ دَخَلًا بَيْنَكُمْ, by taking oaths and making pledges as a means of mischief amongst yourself, simply because one group, هِيَ أَرْبَى مِنْ أُمَّةٍ, is better and more powerful than another group. إِنَّمَا يَبْلُوكُمُ اللَّهُ بِهِ. Allah says, Allah is testing you. The moment you go into an arrangement, into an agreement, and as a promise that was undertaken, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah now tests you with this promise to see how well you are going to honor the arrangement and how well you are going to fulfill that promise. between yourself and the other party. إِنَّمَا يَبْلُوكُمُ اللَّهُ بِهِ Allah tests you through these oaths and promises. وَلَيُبَيِّنَنَّ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make clear for you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will explain to you مَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ All those things regarding which you would dispute with one another. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ Allah goes on to the next ayah. Allah says, had Allah wished, if Allah willed, لَجَعَلَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have made you all one single community. Allah could have made everyone one single community. But then what's the purpose of the creation? Where's the test? Where's the test? Where's the trials? Where is the reason to give people entry into Jannah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if He wanted, He could have done so. وَلَكِ يُضِلُّ مَن يَشَاءُ But Allah misleads. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes to go astray whomsoever He wishes. وَيَهْدِي مَن يَشَاءُ And hidayat lies in the hands of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides towards the straight path whomsoever He wishes. وَلَتُسْأَلُنَّ عَمَّا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will most certainly be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. This is such an emphatic statement. وَلَتُسْأَلُنَّ You will most definitely certainly be questioned on the day of Qiyamah, amma kuntum ta'amaloon, regarding everything that you had done and that you used to do in the world. May Allah grant us the understanding.